UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Ladies and gentlemen, conference championship week. By the way, did you see that the other day? They don't want you saying ladies and gentlemen anymore.
Why?
I mean...
Oh, for people don't about. Identify as...
Well, I mean, but seriously. What are you just supposed to say? Peoples? Hello, peoples?
I kind of like that. Hello, hey, peeps. I mean, I'm trying to be sensitive to that stuff.
I am too, but that seems, I mean, wow.
Ladies, germs, and all other peoples. I kind of like peoples, though. I do. By the way, I'm digging the Sweet Georgia Brown remix.
Evidently, because you're not.
I can't.
Can't turn it off.
Am I supposed to fade it out? Do I have to?
No, you can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah. Conference Championship Week is here. 4 teams, 2 games, so little time left in the season. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, DraftKings has great promotions running every day, underlined. From odds boosts to free bets, they have it all. This week only, bet on any star player. It doesn't have to be a star player. Bet on any player. Maybe it is a star player. Maybe they only list the star players. Anyway, bet on a player to score the first TD of the game with odds of 10 to 1. How about that? How about that, Mikey? 10-1 odds. That sounds like fun. I think I'd want to play that, but you got to do it in Indiana. DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe and secure betting app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is a terrific sign-up offer to date. Right now, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WHBE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code WHBE, and get your sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only, bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Don't forget the code WHBE. All right, here we go. See, you never know when we're going to do these things. First person to... You can look this up because nobody's going to know off the top of their head. The first person who can tell me who was the composer. I'll take any one of the three of Sweet Georgia Brown. Going to get 2 tickets to the Globetrotters.
It's not the Teddy Riley.
Nope.
Who's doing the current remix.
Nope.
That
this
playing.
Was written in 1925, a jazz standard composed in 1925. And I know none of you know it, so hustle with your computer. I'll take any one of the three composers. And text it to us at 4379680. First one to do it. 2 tickets to the 7 o'clock game. They're doing 2 that day. It has to be the night game. And you'll get 2 tickets. 3 composers. 2 of the musicians. 1 was the lyricist. I'll take any name. And you're going to have to look it up because if you know this, if you don't have to look it up, you got an advantage on everybody else.
So they're texting this in. 4379680. UPS Jobs text line.
Correct. That's a great line, by the way, referring to one of the radio conglomerates in town. It used to be known as the Cuddly Giant, not so much anymore. Texas said, is intern Crean Jack Grossman also known as the Cuddly Giant? He should be, because he is a Cuddly Giant.
He is a Cuddly
Giant. We love Mr. Jack Grossman. He's terrific. Let's see. Not a lot of people with We Want to Know Wednesdays coming in here. But that's because we didn't offer prizes. People have to be motivated. So let's see if anybody can find out who these composers are. First one to do it. Abe Saperstein was not. We've got him. Here we go. The first one that came in was this one. Actually, he sent me two of them, and he still was first. It was the phone number ending in 0961. Ben Burney and Kenneth Casey. Kenneth Casey was the lyricist. Ben Burney was the one of the composers of the music, along with, I don't even know how you say this guy's name, Maceo? M-A-C-E-O? Is that how you would say Maceo?
Sounds right, yeah.
Maceo Pinkard. Maceo Pinkard. Sweet Georgia Brown, written in 1925. I don't think there's much question that the Globetrotters have made the
I'm going to be whistling that the rest of the day.
This is great. This is a little, here's a We Want to Know Wednesday. See, this actually opens the can for us here. Ben Burney came up with the concept for the lyrics, although he's not the accredited lyricist, after meeting Dr. George Thaddeus Brown in New York City. Dr. Brown, a longtime member of the State House of Representatives for Georgia, told Burney about Dr. Brown's daughter, Georgia Brown, and how subsequent to the baby's birth on August 11th, 1911, and it's almost your birthday, the Georgia Council Assembly had declared a declaration that she was to be named Georgia after the state. So he said that's an anecdote which would be directly referenced in the song's lyric. Not many people know the lyrics. They just know the whistled version of the Globetrotters. Georgia claimed her. Georgia named her. The tune was first recorded in March of 1925 by band leader Ben Burney. It became number one for him and his orchestra for five consecutive weeks. And, of course, one of the most popular versions is 1949. We have two more tickets we can give out. Here we go. Go to the website. Tell me that 1949 version, who recorded that one? Did you just give that answer before? You might have said it.
Did I say Louis Armstrong?
No, it wasn't Louis Armstrong. That's fine. So great.
Oh, nice. 1949. There was a version that he had.
Who recorded it? It's by this person and his group. So give us the name of that. It was that. That's the version that was adopted as the theme song by the Harlem Globetrotters in 1952. So we got two more tickets we can give away. If you can tell us who was the recording artist in 1949 that put that one together that was adopted by the Globetrotters as their theme. So there you go. Jeff, thank you for the kind words. Jeff's just sent us a nice note, and we appreciate that very much. So, wow, the guy who won just won and piled on. He gave us the third composer as well. He was on it. So let's see if you know who the person is. No. It is not.
It's not by the Castle Jazz Band.
Castle Jazz Band is wrong. If you send us that, it would be incorrect. One of the most popular versions of Sweet Georgia Brown was recorded in 1949 by this person. That's the one. Nick, you can't win the prize, but you got it exactly right. So if you can get that one, there it is. We got a winner. Here they come in. Brother Bones in the Shadows. That is correct, my friend.
Man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it's time for me.
This deserves a prize. Just for their creativity. It was recorded by intern Asshat and the Spunky Producers.
That's strong. I mean, we have Monster Jam tickets, right? We can give that to that guy.
Well, maybe ask him if he wants them. That's pretty good.
I don't have the screen up.
Spunky's
would you mind
not
doing
here
it?
Today, is he?
No, Spunky's in the back.
I didn't see him. Is that going to catch on? Because Sweeney doesn't like when other people nickname them. He thinks that's his personal thing, even though I gave some of the best nicknames ever at the network. They're still legendary. They still go by that.
Rob Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, but those.
Tom Holiday Spice Drink Wassel, who now has a show, I think,
the
in
Seattle.
The
other one, though, was Chris Curtis. It was Chris, please hammer, don't Curtis.
What?
That was, see, you're too young. That was
please the, hammer, that was a, don't curse.
Don't Curtis. His name is Chris Curtis.
Yeah.
It was please hammer, don't Curtis. MC Hammer did an album that was multi-platinum called Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Us.
Oh, okay. That is good. All right, yeah.
That was the one that was legendary up there. Please Hammer. Chris, please hammer, don't Curtis. They enjoyed that one. So so my little protest is I refuse to call Produce Process because he's from Philly. And most of them are...
He low-key... Well, he loves Process, but he low-key loves Produce, too. He says
that's his. He's Produce. And so this guy is going to be Spunky if it kills me. And that does fit him, by the way, because he is a spunky dude. He's definitely got some spunk. By the way, he would be happy. He seems like a nice enough lad, but I think in fairness, he would gladly kill anybody here to take their job. I mean, if you told him you can have the 3 to 6 show if you'll just go stab Andy Sweeney in the face, he'd say, "Where are you going? These plastic knives aren't going to get it done. I got to go next door. I got to get real flatware." Okay, Spunky, see you in a bit.
What are you doing with that letter opener? Just standing out the window staring at you, Dad.
And also his voice, "Hey, Sweeney, how'd you like to see my nice letter opener? Take a good close look." Is he trying to stab that in his eye? I believe he is.
He's coming after the Italians next. He's going after the Valvanos. He wants to pull some Francesa stuff.
I made him talk like, not Bela Lugosi, the other one.
Igor?
No, the actor. Oh, my God, I can't stand not being able to pull up names. I couldn't get Bob Shearer's names before.
Oh, spit.
What's the matter? Why are you spitting? Why are you spitting? Don't spit. Oh, it's only 2:01 for us.
Also, we need to get Eric Crawford on the line.
Yeah, we'll get him soon.
Also, we were going to replay Dino Gaudio.
We're not Dino replay. We never played. It hasn't aired yet.
Oh, that's a good point.
So let's play that on the other side of this break.
What about Eric Crawford?
You said he's got to be up by 2:30. How the hell long are we going to talk to him? It's only 2 o'clock. What are we going to get his bio?
We have kept Eric Crawford for decent amounts of time.
Not Lon Chaney.
How about we do
Boris Karloff.
There we go.
Boris Karloff was more like... I was the one who used to speak like that.
Was that Eugene Levy doing Boris Karloff or something?
That's such a bad impression. I don't know who the hell it was, but it's kind of a generic monster voice of some sort.
Let's produce on the air.
Okay.
Why don't you tell people about Lightstream?
Here's what we're doing. We're going immediately to Dino Gaudio. As soon as that's done, I'll do a read. That'll give you time to get Eric Crawford on. We'll talk to Eric Crawford till the bottom of the hour. We'll get some more commercial stuff done. We'll give away those monster truck tickets. We'll talk to Katie George. And then we'll end with the kick line, as we always do. On a Wednesday, we bring a whole cast out. That's why you want to get tickets. If you want to be a member of our studio audience, please write tickets. Care of Big Headed Producer.
We're doing it.
ESPN Radio.
We're bringing video.
Please list alternate dates, because we can't always promise you a seat in the Sam's Taylor Shop Auditorium. There's only so many seats, but I'd love to have you as part of the studio audience. Get to see the whole gang in action. Oswald the drummer, the Woodrow Wilson cheerleaders. Some days when we can get Billy O'Dellen to do the read, we like that. You never know if Giorgio's going to pop in. We haven't seen him in a while. So it's just full of surprises. So we'll do that on the other side of this break, or not. We're going right to Dino now. Is Dino teed up?
Yeah.
Let's tee up.
Why don't you do a fun countdown?
No. What I will do, though, is tell you about ESPN Louisville gives you a chance to get yourself a great pizza with a great deal. Use our code RadioXL. You get a 2-topping extra large pizza for a 2-liter drink for just $14. Do it at thepapajohns.com or the Papa John's app. ESPN Louisville used it. They were asking. I'm so mad. Now I'm restricted to B-roll because I didn't get on with Kent Taylor's lovely wife, Connie, and get a chance to talk to them at Wave. They came over to want to talk to me, and Nick, of course, blew it off. So
not true.
Holding me down. The man is always holding me down.
Yes, big-headed Bruce.
There's no guarantee this is going to go through, of course. I guess it's got to go through the House, the Senate, and then the governor will sign it if it gets there. But at least they got to start. But we'll see. It may get held up in the next level because that's what we do in Kentucky is a whole bunch of people determined to keep it in the 1940s. But what are you chuckling about? I didn't say anything funny there. That's true.
I know.
We use Caesars Sportsbook for lines and odds, presented by the book at Caesars Southern Indiana, where Kentuckiana bets sports. U of L takes on Duke Saturday. I won't be there. I've got Colorado going to Arizona for the network, so I'll be out there. But you can join Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage for the Louisville basketball pregame show from Molly Malone's, 5 o'clock. And then immediately after the game, it's the Coors Light postgame show with Ethan Moore. First place you can hear Chris Mack and others. UK South Carolina is in action tonight. Immediately after, Jason Entz and Drew Brown have the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Every time the second guy is somebody, I'm not sure who they are.
That's Big Blue Drew.
I know, but yeah. I don't. It could be Rudabaker Randy for all I know. I'm just saying it's never the same guy. It's,
No. They're expanding the roster, the Sea of Blue Familia with a G.
Oh, very nice. They'll be first place. You can hear from Cal and all the other stuff. NFL playoffs are on ESPN Louisville Sunday. The AFC Championship at 2. The NFC Championship 6:15. All stations have that. The NFL on ESPN Louisville, presented by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, Dave and Buster's Louisville in the Mall of St. Matthews, the Cryo Lounge in St. Matthews. Check them out at cryoloungeky.com. If you mention ESPN, you'll get a free session. And then basketball is going on. Hey, that's nice. They're having, they're airing our game. Thank you, program people. ESPN Louisville has all college basketball, including the NCAA tournament in the Final Four. Tonight, Virginia at Florida State on 93.9 The Ville. That's not an ESPN game, because I was talking to Chris, the SID at Florida State.
And it's a WW1, right?
Yeah, Westwood, I think one. It is. And then Thursday is Cincinnati at Memphis. That's another WW1 game on ESPN 680-1057. And Saturday, ESPN Radio brings you Colorado at Arizona. That's my game on 93.9 The Ville. Oregon at Washington is on ESPN 680-1057. And then Charlotte at Western Kentucky is joined in progress after the U of L pregame around 6 o'clock. So got basketball out the proverbial wazoo. And now it's Peter Laurie. Thank you. Thank you so much. Listen, I love our listeners. Peter Laurie, that's who I was looking for. A bunch of people sent me that. MC, here's another we want to know Wednesday. MC Hammer owned an Oaks winner in the 90s. How about that? That's pretty good. All right. Look in your email, your texts, for the two guys who won the Globetrotter tickets and then the one guy who won the Monster Truck tickets. You'll get a text from us shortly, and we'll do that. That's pretty cool. This is a good one. Wow. This guy's on a roll. This guy might deserve some sort of prize. Did you know Gene Autry is the only person to be awarded stars in all five categories on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Film, television, music, radio, and live performance. The only one. How about that? And there is a boring Oregon and a dull Scotland, and they've been sister cities since 2012. That's hilarious.
That's the leader right now.
And did you know President Abraham Lincoln was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992.
I did know that. That was his favorite sport.
That's the real wrestling, though, not the, you know, showman.
Right.
Abe, I'm Abe. I'm honest Abe. You come out Tuesday to the auditorium. All the liars, I'm going to take them down because I'm honest Abe. You're like, no,
can you imagine the promo he'd be cutting?
That's be entertaining.
At Appomattox this Sunday, Jefferson Davis, I'm emancipating your ass.
On that, here's Dino Gaudio. Well, Coach, I'll tell you, you guys, I was kidding Chris Mack. I said, he's not old enough to remember the Saturday afternoon movies with these, you know, the Seer of the Cliffhangers each week. He said, he's got to die this weekend. No, he'd pull through. That's how these games have gone.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a really, excuse the redundancy, because I heard Chris mention it to you, resilient group. They've done a great job, and really an unbreakable will with this team. I don't know if we could have won this game or the last one we played at Notre Dame last year. So good group, and it's comforting for a coach, and you know, you've been there. It's like we're getting stops on the defensive end down the stretch when we needed it. Our ball screen defense was outstanding, and keeping those guards, Johnson and McGowan's, in front of us, that's how and why we won the game.
It is interesting. You know, one of the things last year, you felt like you didn't finish the way you wanted to, and that's been a big theme, finish. Their concentration seemingly dials in even more down the stretch now, which is exact. And it's not easy to teach that. What do you attribute that to?
You know what? I think this team has grown up. Like, most of the kids from last year, without, of course, CC, and then Fresh has come in and done a great job for us. But I think those returning guys have been through the battles. You know, last year they really hadn't played, so they had that 1 year behind them, now year two. With our system, how we want to play, obviously we're pack line. I tell people all the time, it took me like my third year before we were really comfortable with it. This group is grasping those concepts a little better. And, you know, sometimes it just comes down to one-on-one on the ball defense, and they did a really good job with that. So I think they've been through the wars last year. They want to go out, most of these kids that are seniors and probably Jordan's done after this year, as winners, and I think it means a little bit more to them.
You got a situation where people say, oh, I hear Chris say all the time, they got to figure it out. But that's consistent with his philosophy, I realize now, because when we were talking after the game, he said, look, I can't from the bench orchestrate every pick and roll. You got to figure it out. Sometimes he's closer to the basket, sometimes he's further. So it's not just a matter of, oh, I'm not going to you know, make a decision. It's a matter of the way you play. You need them to do that.
There's no question. On the floor, and then I don't know if Chris shared this with you, like we go in a huddle one time and we were talking about, hey, this is maybe at the 4 minute mark. Do we want to switch the ball screens? And they were going, no, no, let's just do what we've been doing. And one other time we talked about maybe playing 2-3 zone. Now we did at the very, very end, but it was earlier, maybe at the 3 minute mark, and those guys, no, coach, we're going to do what we. So they're starting to take ownership. And as a coach, you know, hey, they're not making the decisions, but we want them to do that. We want them to say that it's their team. And when they start making those decisions, it means a little bit more to them. You know what I mean?
No question.
Because they decided that's what they wanted to do. And, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. And they believe. They believe in the system, and they're buying in.
You're tied for first place in the league right now. Duke lost to Clemson, which, by the way, speaks to, for the fans who think, oh, if you're a good team, you should. You know, they said that the Yankees owner, the New York Yankees owner, Jacob Rubin, he believed that a good Yankee game is to take a 10-run lead in the first inning and slowly pull away. You know, that's what fans want of their basketball team. But this league doesn't work that way. I mean, you see Duke lose to Clemson. So you got to grind them out, man. And it's a you know, I'm not sure fans appreciate the I've started the year already with three road wins in this league.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, my old mentor Pete Gillen used to say, a road win is like winning two. And it almost, that's what it feels like.
That's
like
a good line.
And Bob, you know, I don't care what league you're in. When I was in the Patriot League at Army, going to Bucknell and winning was hard.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, and in the ACC, hey, listen, they got scholarship guys and they practice too. And they're at home. No, it's a great win on the road, and especially in this league.
When you had struggles of stretches tonight, it looked more like it was offensively than defensively. Not that every defensive position was perfect. By and large, you defended them pretty well. What do you see with the offense?
Well, we're tweaking the offense as we go along. And I'll tell you, I give Chris Mack just a tremendous amount of credit. He's not like pounding his fists on the desk. This is what we're doing, and we're going to do it. After a while, you got to say, okay, let's adjust and let's look at something else. So we put in a little bit of variation of Princeton offense. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no secret now. It's called, you know, Coach Carrill used to run chin action to get a little more movement, a little more backdoor cuts. And I think that's been good with us. So we're still trying to figure out who we are on offense collectively. We know Jordan Warwick's going to make shots for us. We know Ryan's going to make shots. But I think our guards were a little better off ball screen action tonight, and hopefully we could build on that.
I know the fans would want to ask. So, Sutton again, now his confidence is back, made three threes tonight. But certainly you got to be pleased, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about a comment about David Johnson, because this was his best game. He still did some things a freshman does, that pass down the lane you don't need. But you got to kind of play through those to get him experience and take all the good stuff he brings, don't you?
And you know what you love about him? He's fearless. Like he's not reckless. You know, he's fearless, and that's really good. The one time he went in there flying in for the dunk, I forget what big guy was sitting on a bench. I think it might have been Steve. I go, we want you to go to the basket like that. You know, try to rip the rim off like David Johnson did. But no, he's a confident kid.
He's
fearless,
too,
and he is. He's playing better defense. Now, what we did with him, we put him on Tony when he was in the game at the end with Fresh, because Fresh was doing such a good job on Xavier Johnson.
Yep.
And then, you know, to put a freshman on Murphy when he went in and not lose focus, because Murphy can make threes.
Yep.
And he did a good job of concentrating and doing that.
They don't give any trophies for their first six games. It was 5-1 and three road wins in the league, tied for first in the ACC, 14-3. You've been around this league a long time. I don't care. League's up, down, sideways. I mean, it's good to take a breath and say, that's a good start.
No, it's a great start. It's a great start for where we are, and we just got to keep building on it. And you're right. I think it's my 11th or 12th year in the ACC. Bob, when we first started playing, there were nine teams in the ACC when Skip and I went to Wake Forest in 2000. So, no, and the league has gotten even better down through the year. So, being where we are now with the road wins, man, we'll take that in a second.
Congratulations on a good win, Dino.
Thanks, Coach.
Dino Gaudio joins us each week here on the V Show to bring attention to the fight against cancer through KFOV, Kentuckiana Friends of V. Dino's a cancer survivor. Our Friday co-host Mike Pratt, a cancer survivor, and they've both been kind enough to help us. Mike's on our board for Kentuckiana Friends of V, and we are certainly delighted for his help. And Dino, very nice to come on each week, and we just make a point as he's on the back end to remind you about our website, kfov.org. Some of you have been nice enough to make donations through that website. We appreciate that. If you want to volunteer, give us a name there, because we're going to be having a get-together soon and bring everybody all together to see how you can help in terms of helping us raise money in the fight against cancer. We've given money to the James Graham Brown Cancer Center. We have a check presentation to do very shortly at the Markey Center. We helped Andy Kettler and his wife with their foundation funding that research that they're doing that unfortunately took the life of their little boy. And they were real excited because the woman who they have been funding for a while, and we jumped on board with as well now, has a drug that's going to be in clinical trial, we hope, by the end of the year. That's pretty exciting stuff. That's an awful, awful thing to see your child and be so helpless, have cancer, and she's got a drug in the works. We give money to Dick Vitale's Pediatric Cancer Initiative down in Florida. He does incredible work there, and we give money to the V Foundation because they are doing a great job of funding these young scientists as well. All of that through your help at Kentuckiana Friends of V. KFOV.org. Check them out. Thanks to Dino for joining us about that. All right, I believe we're taking a very, very short time out, and then we're coming back, and we're going to visit with Eric Crawford. But while we secure his services, I'm here to tell you about my friends at Lightstream. By the way, this is not a sponsored thing, but I just want to tell you, it's very cool. If you go to Vince's Twitter page, whatever, you'll find that they have an auction, I guess. I don't know how long it's been going, but they got one going on there with really cool stuff of authentic Louisville merchandise. Very, very inexpensive. Very cool to get some of that stuff in the hands of the listeners and the fans. And so if you check that out, I just bought a shooting shirt. Very cool. So you can get a whole bunch of cool stuff there and not break the bank. So check it out. You can find the link at Vince's site and go to it. All right. Our friends at Lightyear are here to tell you that that's what I'm
Lightyear.
Looking for right there.
Lightstream.
What did I say?
Lightyear.
Oh, sorry.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, it takes forever for you to get this money. I mean, you apply. It's a light year till you get it. It'll be for absolutely forever.
Actually, wouldn't that be really fast or really far?
A light year?
Well, it's a year.
Yeah, so you'd have to apply for the money and then go like to Pluto to get it.
Yeah.
That might be cool.
I don't know how many light years away Pluto is.
I don't know, but I can tell you this. That's really not going to help you with your credit card debt, but our folks at Lightstream can. I apologize for saying that. I'll tell you, down the rabbit hole here pushing buttons to try and, no, that's the wrong copy. This is the right copy. Get that one. That's why I said I'm amazed that Paul Rogers could do the game last night, because that distracted me just to try and find the copy with what he was going through yesterday. I'm surprised he could put a coherent sentence together, but he did a great job. Lightstream, who all of you I'm sure knew, or at least I hope you do, are ones that can help you with your credit card debt, because the holidays are over and most of you now are getting those bills and thinking, yikes, did I really spend that much? Look at these credit cards. Well, here's the great deal. You can pay off your credit card balances and save significantly with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95 APR with autopay. That is way lower than the national average for credit cards, which is over 20%. So that absolutely should show you just how much you'll save. And to make it even better, there's absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they get. So here's how to do it. You can apply for a special interest rate discount, thanks to listening to our show here. The only way to do it is to go to lightstream.com/Valvano. That's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Valvano. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a half of 1% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Valvano and get more information. Our friend Eric Crawford from WDRB joins us right now. Eric, thank you for being with us. And just a quick comment. I feel like sometimes I'm selling something. I don't mean to be selling. I'm just kind of telling like I see it. You see Duke go and lose to a Clemson team on the road that I'm not quite sure is as good as even Pitt is. And so you look at that, and, you know, I just don't think you should be shocked that it's going to be hard to win road games, even if the ACC seems down a bit. So all things considered, 5-1, 3 road wins, and 14-3, a pretty strong start for these Cards.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, whatever you want to say, that gets, if you lose one at home, then you say you got to pick one off on the road. Well, they've done that.
Exactly.
You know, you're not trying to play 500, but and they certainly would have done that, you know, extra if they can do that Saturday. But there's no apologies for any road win, no matter how it comes about. And, you know, there's no question they're treading water a little bit right now, just trying to get through. But they are getting through, and they're putting together, you know, some really strong finishes, which is what you would expect of a team of their experience.
They are struggling. Getting through is a good choice of words, because struggling isn't exactly right. What they're doing, without much hype from their head coach, is he's really trying to change up their offense some. I mean, they played with a lot of ball screens last year. He realized the talent they had this year probably wasn't conducive to doing that. He ran a lot of motion stuff early. They got some stuff out of it. Teams have adjusted, and now he's trying to counter adjust. So, you know, you're going to play in fits and starts. And so I think, this is just my opinion, I'll get yours, the reason it goes in fits and starts is their defense, by and large, has been good. And when it's good, they get to get a rebound, and they will try and run. Unlike Virginia, they will run. And their transition has been when they've had their best offense. But that means if the other team can score a few in a row, then they've got to run their half-court set. And they've struggled there. And all of a sudden you say, gee, how'd they go from up 15 to now just up 4? Well, it's because they haven't been able to get a stop. And it's really hard to stop, you know, everybody for every single possession. So their half-court game is the one that's really got to pick up some.
Yeah, they're funny because they'll stop people, you know, for every possession for a stretch, and then they won't stop them at all. And then they'll stop them, you know, again, whatever Matt calls it, 3 kills in a row.
Yep.
And they're funny like that, but that, you know, it's better than no kills, you know.
Well, I mean, everybody,
you take what you get.
They'll give up some easy shots, and then people are like, oh, this defense is not working. And I look at the numbers, and their numbers continue to be really strong defensively. I mean, even in ACC games. So they're going to go as their offense picks up. I mean, assuming that their defense can continue to play at a high level. But, I think they will get better, because certainly the fans have been clamoring for David Johnson to play more. I think Chris is not fighting you. He wants him to play more. He just wants to show that he's ready to play more, and he's showing more of that. He was really good last night.
Yeah, he was, and even then he made mistakes.
Yes, he did.
But there's nothing you can do. If you want him in there, you're going to get a couple of head-scratcher turnovers at least. The goal for them is to reduce that number. So that's just going to happen. But I think, you know, Mac, he's a little frustrated after Notre Dame probably because they got good shots in the paint. You know, they're missing two, three footers in there. Well, that's good offense that's producing those. They're just not making the shots. And last night they got a couple of, like, tailor-made three-pointers, you know, in the final quarter of the game, one by Wara, one by McMahon. They're wide open. They just miss them. You know, so what are you going to do? That just happens.
Yep.
The offense is not, you know, what people want, but, you know, sometimes you just miss the shots.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, that's what I asked Chris about. I mean, how hard is it sometimes to just stay patient when you say, okay, well, they're getting the shots we want. If they're not going in, I'm not going to blow the thing up. We just got to stay with it. And the one thing you got to be impressed with is they don't give up, these kids. They are, I mean, they came back against Notre Dame. They came back on the road in both those games now against Pitt. And, you know, he thinks that last year's team might not have done that. They have grown up a bit, and they've grown together. What's your observation?
Yeah, I think the only time they looked like they, you know, Texas Tech was what it was. And people say, wow, they didn't keep bringing it against Florida State. Florida State just poured it on them. I mean, that just, you know, they're making threes, and they just had, they were a better team that night. And they're a good team anyway. So I think they've come a little ways, but I think there's still something. They, you know, you watch them, there's still something they've got to find. I don't know if it's team chemistry. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure exactly what it is. But, you know, and if they keep winning until they find it, then what more can you ask?
That's exactly right. Eric Crawford from WDRB with us. I got to ask you a comment. What did you make of the Paul Rogers situation?
There's got to be a better way.
mean, you think? Do you think?
I mean, and it's hard for me because I'm, you know, Paul's my friend, and people are asking what's going on with Paul. I'm like, my feeling was he's worked there 45 years. He ought to be able to, you know, tell people on his own, you know, however he wants to do it. I'm not going to get into it. But, you know, what is this? I mean, you know, clearly they don't know, you know, what he's meant to the city and to sports in the state of Kentucky, and they don't have any idea. We all understand the financial realities. The thing is, they could have sat down with Paul and said, look, we're going to lay some people off. And, you know, they could have worked, he'd worked something out with them. I
mean, exactly. You
know, he'd have figured it out. It didn't have to be, you know, they could have made it a positive and, you know, give them a chance to say goodbye on stuff and things like that. That's what gets me. There's just, you can treat people with respect. And, you know, there's people that have been in this market less than 2 years who got to say goodbye, whether it's at the newspaper or other stuff. And there's others that,
that's a good point.
That are around for decades that just, you know, that's it. Lights are out, plug is pulled, and but he has, obviously he's got the deal doing a little radio, and he'll have a lot more, gosh, Derby time. I'd be surprised if he doesn't already have 10 jobs lined up for that month of Derby. But you know, it's sad because a lot of us grew up with that radio station and other institutions here in town, and it's just like they don't have any recognition of what they mean to what they have meant to people and what they still mean to a lot of people.
You are exactly right. I've said this throughout the show. We're big boys. We understand business, and if you got to make a decision, you got to make a decision. But it's like they said, here's 10 different ways we can handle it, ranked from best to worst. Let's take the worst one. Let's pick the very, very worst one at the bottom. So it's unbelievable that, like you said, I mean, at least in person, tell them, give them a chance to say, what would they have had to keep them on three more months to get them through Derby? I don't think that. But even if they said, nope, sorry, we're not going to even do that. Well, tell them in person at least. Give them a chance to have a day or two to you know. It's almost like they go out of their way to make talent understand that they're expendable. Let's just remind you that you're not really important in the process. And I think that's crazy. But that's just one man's opinion.
And now for guys like us, you just prepare for it. You're just ready that one day, you know, there's going to be an email or something, or my key, you know, your key card. Now you just get ready, because that's just kind of the nature of media now. And it's sad, but you know, there's no, you know, in Paul's situation, there's no shortage of appreciation, and will continue to be, and hopefully there'll be a good send off for him at some point. You know, many send off, because, as I say, you know, we don't ever go away in the media. We all shift to podcasts or whatever.
Eric Crawford is with us. Speaking of podcasts, well, on your website anyway, I just read your colleague Rick Bozich's column, and I'm curious to get your thoughts. I'm trying right now to log into the Springfield News Leader in Springfield, Missouri, to see what they have to say about their new football coach. If you've been under a log for hours, you may not know that Bobby Petrino has been hired as their new head football coach. This was a guy who couldn't get, I guess, thought he would be able to just get back in. According to Rick Bozich, he was like, I'll go to Florida, South Florida, I'll go to Arkansas. He had all these jobs that he was, oh, these would be perfect. Never even got a sniff. Even got turned down for some FCS jobs, and now winds up largely because Kyle Motes, who was the associate AD at Louisville while Petrino was here, is going to hire him there. And so, and I guess his brother's in that league, right? Isn't that right? Paul Petrino coaches at Idaho, and they're in the same league, aren't they? I think they are.
I don't know if they're in Missouri Valley or not.
Well, but the fact of the matter is that I think they're going to play each other. And regardless, how do you think this is going to fly? Let me give you a framework rather than just ask you a general question. They've sucked for a long time there. They won, I think, one game last year. They haven't had a winning season in like a decade. And, you know, the old thought is if you win enough, fans will forgive you for everything. But do you think they can forgive the background? If he can he win enough there? What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, that's the key is winning, and the unpardonable sin that he committed, and the reason he didn't get one of those bigger jobs is that he didn't win at Louisville. Despite everything else that we can say about him, he had always won before. That's what's different this time is that he didn't win. He lost big, and if you win, you're the aloof genius, and if you lose, you're just a jerk. And so that's how this works. Can he win there? I guess he can. I mean, he nobody disputes that he's on his game, he's a great coach, and he can coach quarterbacks, and he will probably attract some players maybe that want to play for a coach who's had the experiences he's had and tutored a Heisman Trophy winner. So, you know, I don't know if he could win there or not, but why would you want to win with him if you could win with somebody else? I mean, that's the question I've got, to be quite frank about it. And, you know, the people that hired him go in with their eyes open, and they know how he's treated people that he's worked with, and they hire him anyway. So that's a good picture of football, and that's pretty much just how it goes.
All right, let me let you go. I know you got to run. Thanks, Eric. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, here's the one thing in the Springfield paper they said. If I were to ask you this, let's play a game. Let's do it. Let's do a cash cab red light challenge. Produce, you can play if you want to, since you're being a pain in the ass and distracting Nick all the time. So why don't we put you to use here? Okay, it's the cash cab red light challenge. The Springfield News Leader has an article entitled "Five Things You Need to Know About Bobby Petrino." What five things? And I'll be the judge, because some of these are going to be, well, it's close enough. What five things do you think they'd be?
Are they good, bad, or both?
I'm not. No hints. He doesn't give you any hints.
Five things you need to know about Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino. Five things to say need to know or just do know. Let's see. It's just just five things. Five things to know about Bobby Petrino. Here we go.
He has zero friends.
No, that's not in there though. Thank you for a bad start to the game. You're not really that close.
Neck braces.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to give you partial credit for that.
He's got a motorcycle.
He's bad at driving.
I'm
going to
give you partial credit for that. There's the famous picture of him in the neck brace at Arkansas, with his time at Arkansas ended in scandal. That's number three on the list. It was discovered he was misleading officials about his extramarital affair. He's since apologized for his actions, and there you go. That's what it says. So you got one of the five so far.
Process, what was that one?
He thought he was getting Michael Vick.
Not there. But think in terms of quarterbacks. What do you think?
I was
going to
say he coached Lamar Jackson.
That's number four on the list. He was Lamar Jackson's head coach. That should have been the first one.
He coached Brian Rahm?
No, nothing else about that. Three more to go. The first one
is. He got the Jaguars to the AFC Championship game.
No. The first one is such a generic one. I can't believe they included it, but it's a way to give his bio.
He's a good. He's a
Christian.
No, it didn't say he's a Christian. No, they left that out.
Number he's one an is, offensive guru.
He's kind of right church, wrong pew. The president labeled him one of the best coaches in America in a tweet Tuesday night. He's coached major FBS programs. And I'll come back to that. If you're wondering how he got this job.
He coached major FBS programs.
14-year career. He's been the head coach at Arkansas, Western Kentucky, had two stints at Louisville. In his first 4 years at Louisville, Petrino went 41-9. Cardinals finished that season sixth ranked in the country. He then flipped his success into landing a head coaching job at the Atlanta Falcons, which is where the second factoid comes in. I'll give you a big hint there. What do you think they said about the Falcons?
He wasn't very good there.
Well,
he was mediocre.
Specifically.
He's terrible. He's one of the worst specifically. In history.
Well, specifically.
What
did he do there that most people would say you don't do?
You lose.
No, a lot of people do that. Come on. You guys are awful at this. I don't want to get in a cash cab with you. He quit in the middle of the year. He's 3-10 and told everybody, man, I'm out blowing his clam bake via a note. Okay? So,
that's a good point. I remember hearing that story. Process saying that he typed out a generic note and left it into
everybody's locker. Not, you know.
Okay, bye.
So that's four. The fifth one,
the iHeart school of saying
the fifth
goodbye.
One is going to kind of going deep into the well, but we've already mentioned it about 10 times so far. So what do you think that might be? What's the fifth one? We've already talked about it a number of times. Think about personnel involved in this.
Oh, he hired his son.
No,
close. He scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Went the wrong way.
He is.
Who hired him?
Who?
Were you just in any of the show at all today? Were you even here for the show?
I go in and out.
Kyle Motes is the athletic director at Missouri State.
Oh.
He was here at Louisville. That's number five on the list. He worked with Kyle Motes.
Oh.
Missouri State's athletic director, Kyle Motes, was the associate director of athletics at Louisville from 2005 to 2009. But here's the other thing. Here's the piece to the puzzle, because I'll be honest with you. You only get a job like this if something like this happens.
The president, smart, not smart, not Chuck Smart, smart. What a perfect name for a president of a college. Smart.
Dr. Smart. Is he a doctor?
I assume.
He needs to be a
doctor.
You don't
get presidencies without being a doctor, I would think.
Maybe Esquire.
Let's see.
Steve Smart, Esquire.
Let's see what his damn name is. His name is President Cliff Smart, with one F. Missouri State President Cliff Smart was the, I want to get the exact title, Cliff Smart is a graduate of the University of Arkansas School of Law.
There we go.
So he's that like, I don't care what he did down here. He was sleeping with who he wants. He was wrecking bikes, but we were kicking people's ass in the SEC. SEC, 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 SEC. So I'm hiring this guy.
It means more.
It just means more.
Did
By the way, you know who was on the search committee for Missouri State's football coach?
Art Briles.
Just Cliff Smart and just Kyle Motes.
Just those two?
Just those
Bobby,
two.
Bobby
That's
had some
the whole
friends.
Committee, ladies and gentlemen. So I think he had a good chance there. You think they might have been trying to tilt
well,
the
Well, Bobby
scale.
Did go down there and had that heartfelt, you know, where the programming that was in his cyborg brain kind of malfunctioned,
and he
showed a little bit of emotion.
He's a pain in the ass. He was a pain in the ass when he was here. I'm not biting my tongue anymore. He was so unpleasant to have to deal with. I'm sick of apologizing away bad behavior because they win. There's a whole crap ton of people who win and don't treat you badly. I got a laundry list off the top of my head I can give you. I could go to the top of the hour and give you all these people. So
can you do that?
Stop this.
I actually kind of want to do that. Just Bobby V's list of people who don't suck and are still good at what they do.
It could go forever. I told you that book, which somebody should steal from me because I haven't had time to write it. There's an old baseball manager that if you're an old baseball fan, you'll understand the reference, but many of you probably won't because it's so long ago. His name was Leo DeRocher, and he used to have a famous saying, nice guys finish last. And I wanted to write a book entitled Leo DeRocher Was Wrong. Because there's a whole bunch of guys that are good guys to deal with on a professional level. I don't know, behind closed doors, there are people who don't like him. I'm sure there are. I got a guy who writes the show every time. He can't stand Tom Izzo, thinks that he's a scumbucket. All I'm just telling you is you're in the minority, sir. Most of the people who deal with him think he's a wonderful guy to deal with. Jay Wright at Villanova is a wonderful, wonderful guy to deal with. Tony Dungy won the Super Bowl with the Colts, a first-class guy to deal with. I wanted to put this book together, and when I put the idea together, I had people coming out of the woodwork to give me names. The two volleyball players, the beach volleyball women that won all those matches in a row. And Walsh, Katie, what's her first name?
Kerry Walsh.
Kerry Walsh. Nicest human beings on the planet, and they only won, 17,000 matches in a row. So you don't have to be an asshat. I've had Chris Mack is a pretty good guy, I think. We'll see. I mean, you know, we really haven't seen him start losing his ass off. Hopefully we won't. So I don't know. That's the old saying, sports doesn't build character, it reveals it. So I don't know. Maybe if they start losing, he'll be a jerk too, but I don't think so. I think he's a excess. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. You know who I think you might be able to put on that list now? And he's a guy who reformed his life, Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron had problems. He had a drinking problem by his own admission. He had a bunch of personal demons in his life, and he has absolutely slayed them all. Everybody loves the guy. Players love him. The community loves him. He's humble. He's nice. He ends the game and does an interview in French. He finishes the game, and he does one, and then he walks over and does one in French. I mean, I didn't know Cookie Monster spoke French. I mean, that's so please, stop it already. Well, no, you have to. Eric said it best. You know, this thought that, oh, well, we have to put up with it because he's this tortured genius. Bull spit. You know what? It's a bunch of crap. You don't have to be that way. And it's really, really, you see it in all walks of life. And I believe there's a segment of people that confuse really, really decisive leadership with arrogance and pomposity. And so it is, and I don't think they're remotely the same. Absolutely remotely the same. So let's see. Let's go take a look. Why do you hate Bobby Petrino so much? I don't hate him. I don't know him well enough to hate him. I just don't like having professionally to deal with him. He makes your life impossible. He's very, very
curt with the media. He doesn't have much of a likable personality. He's a football savant, which is fine, but it was very difficult to deal with. He would make confrontations out of things that were non-confrontational. He got the job wherever the hell it was in Arkansas, and some lady who threw up in a Florida hat on the room, he embarrassed in front of the whole room. She's not working. She's not on his payroll. She's not working for him. She's just covering the event. She can do whatever the hell she wants. And if he's that bothered by it, then very quietly you go to your SID and say, listen, I need you to please make sure. Fine. But that's what I mean. I'm struck that he wanted to get the Arkansas job because you have a leverage in the SEC to be an asshat. If you're a football coach, it gives you latitude to do it because, he's the football coach at wherever. That's what do you expect? I mean, he's busy being very important. And so and you like that. So everybody's got a lot on their shoulders. Everybody's got pressure. Everybody's got things they're trying to do. And you don't have to be a jackwad to succeed. And the older I get, the more thoroughly convinced I am at that. And, So I have less patience for it, and that's all I'm going to say about it. I mean, that's why, and I've said this, I'll say it's 2 days in a row, and boy, this guy's being a honk today. Okay, well, maybe I am, and I'll wear the hat gladly today because I was really rooting for Louisville and happy at all their success. The national championship, no matter all snarky comments aside about the banner coming down, was a great journey. The kids were very likable, but it was not an easy place to interact with. I was never comfortable being around a good number of the people because there was a sense of how they interacted with the people around their program. There was constantly looking for confrontation and battle and slights that weren't there and constant litmus tests. Are you really with us? And it's there's no reason for it. And they're still winning. This thought they're going to fall apart. I mean, Vince Tyree's hired good people, and I don't sense that anymore, and that's good. You know, do they have to work hard? Sure. Is there expectations? Of course there are. Is there pressure? Yeah. I mean, nobody puts more pressure on a person who cares about what they're doing than themselves. But you don't have to create this artificial sense of, what they're doing is so important, and then keep reminding you. I mean, remember how many press conferences they used to have to tell you about how much money they were making? I never understood that. I didn't understand it then. I don't understand it now. So it's a completely different vibe. And do they get everything right? Of course not. You're not perfect. I'm sorry to inform you. I know I'm not perfect. But they're trying to do things the right way. And I give them great credit for doing it. And I love the vibe that's out there. And so, yeah, it's easier for me to celebrate what they're doing because of how they're doing it. That's just the truth. So, and I think they're doing very, very good stuff. That's my opinion. That's why you have a sports radio show, so you can do your opinion, and that's it. But beyond that, I'm a live and let live, so if they want them out there and they're happy with them, and, that's their business.
Missouri State is a great club hockey team.
I don't think he's going to give a rat's ass about that. That's my guess.
Well, if you see him out there, he totally does like a 180.
That's what
He's been humbled. He loves the school. He's out there dropping the puck at Missouri State games. He's got the jersey. He's crowd surfing. Everyone loves him. Coach P. He just becomes like a total people's champion fan favorite. That's how I like to think about it.
I envision it more like he's thinking about this like Western Kentucky. How the hell can I win here and get the hell out of here? Get back at the level I belong. But then, like I said, it's his life. It's his business and their business. Let them do what they want to do. I'm just telling you the truth. I've not had the privilege of meeting Scott Satterfield yet, but I can tell you, Paul tells me all the time, what a difference about accessibility and ability to talk to him. He stopped trying to get interviews with the coach even as much as I like Charlie. Charlie became a pain in the ass in that regard a little bit. But certainly Bobby was. Paul would just give up on it. He just gave up. The bowl, they have a lot of responsibilities. There's things they got to take pictures and be here and be there. And he ran it to Scott, and Scott approached him and said, you want to do the coach's thing right now? And, he was shocked. He was like, what? He was like, we can do it right now. Let's get over there and we'll tape it. And, it may not sound like a big thing to you, but it's amazing how big a deal is when you're trying to make your living because of decisions that the other person makes. And that's a nice thing. And, you know, it's even though it's strange to me because I've always been struck by the fact that the coaches get money for that part of their job. You know, they get dough for their for being a pregame and a postgame and blah, blah, blah. And then they so often would treat it so cavalierly and blow it off. You know, it's just heat. So this is the longest since I've been in town. A football coach has come to town. I haven't met him yet, but I think he's terrific. Jeff Walls is the same thing. And Dan's been great. And, you know, I have great, great affection and admiration for what Chris has done so far. And big fan of Vince and the way they deal with people. And I think he's eliciting the same kind of loyalty because, I think he's treating his coaches very well. And, I don't know. It's just fun. It's fun. And it's been successful. And that's the end of that commercial. Speaking of commercials, let's do a commercial for Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Want to? Tomorrow we get to meet, Sterling Archer.
Well, not meet him. We've met him before.
Yeah, but meet with him. How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Sterling Archer.
Catch up with Sterling.
You can only have the sugar-free ketchup. If we're going to catch up with them, we have to have sugar-free ketchup.
Which is not bad
at
all.
It's delicious.
It's actually kind of, I like it better than regular ketchup.
It reminds me of the scene in Friends when Rachel's telling Joey to eat the fat-free mayonnaise. He said, you can't even tell the difference, and my pants fit better. Remember, he's talking about what a pain in the ass she is about making him eat that, and then he gives up. That's not even true. She's great. I can't even tell the difference, and my pants fit better. Same thing. Ketchup tastes exactly the same.
As someone who gets it on himself a lot.
Hey, there we go. Mixtape, Beavis. Go ahead. Who's on the tape today, Beavis or Butthead? I never remember today. Today's
both.
Wednesday. Oh, wow.
Made me lose my train of thought. As someone who gets ketchup on himself a lot, ketchup has sugar in it.
Sure does.
And therefore, it's sticky as I'll get out.
Yes.
And so the sugar-free ketchup tastes just as good.
So you get smeared all over yourself.
When I do get it all over myself, because inevitably I do, I am a ketchup dropper spiller, man. Clean up.
I don't know your girlfriend well enough yet to have made a joke about that, so I decided to back off, because if I get to know her.
What on earth were you going to go with
there? Smearing ketchup on yourself. Anyway.
What, she has a condiment fetish? What the
hell?
Well,
I'm just saying.
She doesn't.
All I know is every time you play Clue, she's Colonel Mustard.
I want to be Colonel Mustard.
You know, you both have it. Then you're made for each other. But Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss is made for everybody.
That
because
was weird.
They're unique. Wait a minute. What was weird? You, everything is comic fodder, especially if it's at my expense. Now I make an innocent joke about you smearing ketchup on yourself, and I could somehow relate it to your girlfriend, even though I had no idea where
I'd
go.
I'm not one to kink shame about anybody. Consenting adults don't care.
This is my point.
But so, that just was weird.
Yes, if in fact it came out like Rex Ryan's thing with feet, if it had come out that hey, I got news, you know what a perfect
Bobby
night
V's
is for
to
Nick and his
condiments.
Girlfriend, they like to go get an array of condiments and just smear them all over each other.
You've ruined fast food for me now. I'm going to go to any fast food drive-thru.
That would be newsworthy, but. It was a complete
Taco
joke.
Bell.
It made
nothing.
Would
you like some sauce, sir?
80% of our show is not rooted in fact. Why would you suddenly make that like I was doing hardcore reporting?
It was just weird talking.
It was intended to be weird. Damn it, produce. Stop walking in. What do you want now? Spunky's here. That's bad enough.
It only took
do you want?
However many hours, but I got all Andy's stuff finally done. Thank God. I'm very relaxed.
It's not. Does it affect my show? No. Who cares? I don't care. We've already been through that.
You haven't said state your business once. I've had like a full house backfield back here tonight, and you've yet to say it.
We are getting the shirts. Not where I want to. We're getting the shirts.
Can they become stain resistant? So then when I'm...
So when you and your girlfriend are playing Smear the Ketchup, you can still be stain free?
That's so weird.
It's beyond weird. It's so weird.
Now I have this image of us, like everyone going to like an underground condiment club where everyone's just smearing. Oh, you got that relish? Oh, yeah.
Underground condiment club.
It's like some weird, like, it's European called, techno playing.
It's what would be the name of that? That
who would be
spicy horseradish.
Who would be the weirdest person to see down there?
Paul Rogers, without
question. Or Locke.
No, Locke. No, no, I think
100% Locke.
No, I like Locke, but he and his wife are definitely funky. There's no question. There's not a doubt in my mind. Behind closed doors, those two are absolute freaks. They are absolute. There's no question. I mean, if you try and just drop on him, they're going to have like the swings and all that spit just hanging all over the house and be like, that's for Thursday. That's our Thursday. And there's not a doubt about that.
So he's at Club Condiment?
Yes, he's the MC for Club Condiment. He's betting people. He can't really pay attention because he's got 20 cents he might win on Latvian team handball. So he's not really paying attention. But
This is so weird. But Paul, I can't tell if this is Paul weird. There. I can't tell if the Paul funniness is outweighing the cringeworthiness.
To see Paul there would be a bit of a shock. I mean, especially because most of the real action at Club Condiment doesn't get started till like 11 or 12, and he had to be up at 4. Now he might go because he doesn't have to get up at 4 anymore. So maybe that's the case. I just envision you now being out and people coming up to you in public and handing you like, here, Nick, here's a whole packet of ketchup I took from White Castle. I think you're going to love this. It's very, very good.
Walking down the sidewalk, and they're going to give me the Chick-fil-A sauce and give me a wink. Yeah. Here you go, Nick. Good for you. Me too. Like, what?
Watch where you put the hot sauce, though. That's what they tell you. In fact, they got that whole sign on the wall like they have at Wrigley Field. You know, watch for – that says all these – number one, watch for the hot sauce, too. You know, only consenting condiments can be used here. Three, try the mustard. Yeah. By the way, I did notice this, and I didn't say anything. I noticed it again last night. I was actually rooting for Pitt to score first in the overtime, because of my theory.
Are we not playing Katie George's interview, by the way?
You play tomorrow. It's evergreen. Okay. Ask your dad what percentage of teams that score first in overtime lose. I don't know what percentage is, but I don't know whether you're an ardent listener and you're quoting something I said earlier, but I swear I think it's true. He said the team that scores first in overtime loses 75% of the time. I don't have that stat. It's just my observation. Every time I do games, the team that scores first loses. I have no idea. That may be one of those things that's completely not rooted in fact. So if you dig up a fact, please don't start it with, hey, Ashad, here's the number. I don't have the numbers. But I'm telling you, from all these games I've been broadcasting, it seems like the team scores first. And I'm starting to think to myself, uh-oh. Well, last night they fouled that kid and he missed the first free throw. And I was like, oh, please make this one. And he did, and I was like, yes, Louisville's down one. It makes no sense. That there's no logical reason why that would be the case. But that seems to be true, and it happened last night again. So that was bizarre. By the way, we never got into the Vitality weight loss thing. I mentioned it after the UK game. See, I did, because I'm telling you, and it was true in that game too, right? Didn't Louisville score first in overtime?
Yeah, they did.
They did. They did. And they lost. Telling you. It's unbelievable. Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss means that you can have only certain condiments if you go to Club Condiment, because they want to make sure that you won't be deprived. You'll still get delicious condiments, because on Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss you can eat and you can have delicious food. But the guy wrote a funny text. I'm sorry. Stop doing that when I'm in the middle of a read. That was funny. But the fact of the matter is, it's a custom-made program just for you with some principles that are universal. So in other words, it's not like the diet is completely different for everybody. It is made up of some principles that are tried and true. But it's kind of like if you play a team that runs a lot of pick and rolls. You know what you have to do. The question is, how do you have to do it? And what I'm suggesting, state your business. I'm in the middle of a read. State your damn business. I'm in the middle of a read. What is so important that you have to walk in right now? What is it? State it. Tell me what he's doing. State his business. State his damn business. What is it?
I think Patty has to poop. And so he was asking me to cover the board for a second.
It was important.
Oh, okay. It's something else. Okay. Gotcha.
It's just... Cover what board? You're on the air. What board are you covering?
The other board, 93.9.
How are you going to cover that board if you're doing this show?
Well, once the show ends, that's when the show over there starts.
Oh, so he can go poop. Okay. All right, I got it. All right, fair enough. So
he said it doesn't have to do with him pooping, but I think it has to do with him pooping.
No, it's not pooping.
Are you sure? It's okay. You're regular. I envy that about you.
But as importantly, it's why couldn't he wait for the show to be over and as you came out, corral you and say, can you cover the board? But no, we had to interrupt Vitality, where I was telling people how wonderful it is and how you can, there'll be plenty of condiments to choose from and delicious food, because they put a program together that absolutely meets the nutritional needs of your body and they tailor it to you. And that's what makes it so special and so significant. It is a simple process. You put your hand on this, looks like an iPad kind of thing. It's a tablet of some sort. In 15 minutes, boom, you got the whole breakdown of your body. They give you supplements showing you what your body needs. And then they help you put together an eating plan where you can eat delicious foods and still not only lose weight, which is cool, of course, but you've got to get a situation where you got to get healthy. You know, as I've said, sarcastically, you want to lose, I don't know, 30 pounds in a hurry, cut your leg off or something. But and nobody would suggest that that's healthy. This is a healthy way to lose weight. You look better. That's cool. Your clothes fit better. That's cool. But you're healthier. And I've given this stat already. After fighting high blood pressure for the better part of 30 years, I was on the program for 4 months, went to the cardiologist, and my blood pressure was 110 over 65, which stunned me. And there's nothing different in my life other than this program. So there you go. So check them out. It's Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Tell them we sent you. There's more people making resolutions to lose weight in the new year than any other resolution that's made. And so you want to take advantage of the best program to do it. That's Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. They have two locations, one in Southern Indiana, one right off Bardstown Road in Louisville. Thanks to everybody for our We Want to Know Wednesday and for the people who played in our contest to win the Globetrotter tickets and the Monster Truck tickets. Unless you know something I don't, we'll try it again tomorrow.
Stay away from the horseradish.
Depends on where.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.